Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. For several weeks, Penny Gibbs and her mother have been planning to move invalid Jed Billings from his upstairs bedroom into the sunroom on the first floor. The plan involved many changes in the house. But this evening, the sunroom is just about ready for the patient. Penny says to her mother,
I kind of think the bed would be better over here against this wall on the table over there, don't you, Mother?
Yes, I think you're right, Penny. Then the afternoon sun won't be directly in Jed's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move it.
Wait a minute, darling, I'll help you.
Oh, the bed's on
No, come on now. Get this nightstand out of the way first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, now we can guard the bed into place.
All right.
Oh, boy, that nightstand was heavy. Now push the bed this way, darling. Slowly now. Come on.
All right.
Yeah, push your end up a little bit to the right.
No?
No, just a little bit more. There we go. Ooh, that's much better, isn't it?
Much. Oh, this is going to be a lovely room for Jed.
Yeah, he'll be a lot less lonesome down here than he would be upstairs.
I should think so, with all the people who come calling on you.
Oh, there won't be as many calls as usual, darling, now that Jed's going to be downstairs.
Now, Penny, I won't have that. There's no reason this house has to be turned into a hospital just because Jed's ill. If this is going to interfere with
going to interfere with anything.
But if it is, if your friends have to stop calling on
darling,
you...
Darling, they're not going to stop calling on me, but I am going to see it to it that no one calls all the time, that they call at certain times.
Oh, well, that's different. You really mean
it. I do mean it. Just because he knew I had nothing to do for his mother, Barry phoned me at least five times yesterday and came to see me twice. That's carrying things a little too far.
But he won his argument, didn't he?
Yeah.
You went out with him last night. Say, did you have a nice time?
Oh, we didn't do anything special. We did have a nice time, though, I think.
You think?
Well, it was just one of those evenings that was nice to be out. No, I really have to admit that Barry's good company.
He's an awfully nice young man, I think. How's he getting along with his job?
Oh, very nicely. At least, that's what I gathered from the little he talked about it.
You realize, don't you, that you're the one who made him go to work?
I had nothing to do with it. Come on, help me get the table in place, darling, will you?
Uh-huh.
You take that end, I'll take this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, between the windows will be the perfect place for it.
If it fits.
Yeah, I think it will. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm, ready.
There we go. Take it easy now. Oh, a little bit farther back, darling.
We'll only go a few inches more. This will just make it.
All right, now, set it down. Oh, there, that does it.
Oh, that's perfect, Penny. Looks as if it was made to fit between the windows.
For a minute, I had my doubts.
Well, another couple of inches, and you'd have had more than doubts. Well, we're just about finished.
Yeah, all we have to do is put the nightstand in place and bring in Jed's reading lamp, and then the room will be ready for Jed himself.
Oh, dear. Freddie's out with Nora this evening, isn't he?
Yeah.
How are we going to get Jed downstairs?
Oh, I took care of that. Johnny's coming over at 9.
Oh, poor Johnny. The only time anyone wants him around is when they want to put him to work.
That's not so.
Oh, no, I guess not. But he's not around as much as he used to be.
No, it's not.
Why, Penny? Isn't it any of my business?
Why, what?
Is there something wrong between you and Johnny?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I hope not. I'm very fond of Johnny.
So am I, darling. Much too fond.
Why do you say that?
Because it's true.
You like him better than you want to?
Yes and no, Mother.
Why, you're vague.
Oh, no, I'm not really vague. It's just difficult to explain how I feel about Johnny. It's the same as it used to be, and yet it isn't the same.
You know, you're not making much sense, darling.
Well, that's because I'm saying it badly.
You mean you aren't sure of how you feel about him anymore?
No, I have a very odd feeling about Johnny. So different from the way I used to feel. And yet it really isn't different.
Well, you said that.
I know. I repeated it on purpose. Mother, I love Johnny very much. Just like I've always loved him. But I've made a strange discovery.
What's that?
Well, I used to think I couldn't live without Johnny. I used to think he was my whole life, my whole future, but now I know that isn't true.
You can live without him? You're sure?
I'm very sure, at least for some time to come. Does that mean anything to you?
Yes, it does. Means one of two things to me. Either you'll marry Johnny because you'll find out you really can't live without him, or...
Or what, darling?
Or that you don't love him as much as you think you do.
Oh, I do love him. Believe me, I do. The kind of love I don't think I've ever known before. Kind of peaceful and settled, calm. Oh, there's excitement in it, but there's no panic in it.
Penny, you aren't just beginning to take Johnny for granted, are you?
No, darling, I did that once before, and look what happened. I thought that had ruined my life, but it didn't. And the fact that it didn't is what's made me realize how well I can get along without Johnny. At least for now.
Well, you came to that conclusion some months ago, I imagine. How long will it be before you feel you can get along without Johnny? Well, forever.
I won't, Mother, but forever's a long way off. You see, I don't think about Johnny in terms of days or weeks or months the way I used to. When I did, there was panic in everything I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think about Johnny in terms of years. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. And I feel kind of peaceful all over. That's the kind of love I have for Johnny. It's quiet and it's peaceful. It's kind of the way I'd like my life to be. The way I know my life will be one day. And maybe it'll be that way with Johnny.
If something doesn't happen in the meantime to take Johnny away from you again, have you thought about that?
Yes, I have, but don't misunderstand me. I'm not sure of Johnny. I don't know how he'll feel about me in a year or 2 years. Darling, if something happens to take him away, well, I've learned enough to know that it's just one of those things that's meant to be.
I'm a little impressed, darling.
By what?
By you.
Why?
Well, you're so grown up about it. You've stopped rushing at things, even the things you want.
Isn't that good?
No, if you don't lose the things you want. But I have an idea you won't lose Johnny by keeping him waiting. I think he feels the same way about you and loving you as you feel about him and loving him.
Oh, I hope he does.
I rather think he does. Yes, I think Johnny Keith will always be around when you want him. Whether it's to help carry Jed down the stairs or to take you by the hand and say, I do.
Well, right now, let's just ask him to carry Jed downstairs. Look at the time. Johnny will be here in a minute. We still have a million things to do around here.
Oh, well, we really should have had Nora help us.
I should say not on her night off. I wouldn't have asked her for anything in the world.
Oh, has she a date with Freddie?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, say, they're awfully sweet, both of them. And so cute when they're together. I wonder if they know how cute they are.
Darling, when they are together, they don't know anything. Where they are, who's around them, or what they're saying. They're in a world all their own. A big, beautiful, wonderful world. I hope they can stay in it for a long time.
Oh, crickets, Freddie. Where are we driving? This is an awfully bumpy road.
Well, heck, we can't spend all our lives going down a concrete highway, Nora. Anyhow, there's something at the end of this road that you can't see from the highway.
Oh, you mean the top of this road, don't you? This is an awful hill.
Yeah, it's a great hill, though, Nora. When we get to the top, we can see the farm, the whole works.
We can?
Yep. And here we are at the top, too. Just one more bump or so. Yep, there we are.
Oh, crickets, look, Freddie. Moon looks so big and so close.
Close nothing. You know, a guy could fall off the end of the world trying to reach for that. Hey, look at it, will you? Hmm? Sure coming up fast.
Oh, and look how bright it's getting.
Yeah, look down there in the valley, crickets. Oh. You can see your dad's house now, and the barn, and the office, and the tool shed.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the garage that I'm building for the trucks and the tractor.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Freddie, look at the lake. It's all white with moonlight.
Yeah, we're going to go swimming in there this summer, you and me.
You and I.
Yeah, thanks, kid, you and I. And Gibbsy and Mr. Keith and, well, all of us. In fact, anybody who wants to.
Hmm.
I'm going to build a pier and a diving board there.
Oh, it'll be fun. And we can have a picnic over there in the pines by the water.
Oh, life's going to be a picnic in those pines someday, Nora. Yeah, that's where we're going to build our house. Just a little love-sized job, you know, Nora. About big enough for you and me. Hmm. It'll be right there in the middle of that stand of pines. Just a little way back from the lake. And then...
And then what, Freddie?
Oh, and then a whole lot more crickets. I'm just getting ahead of myself. Hey, look at that moon, will you? Sure is getting up there high.
Oh.
There. You can see all the farm now.
Oh, Freddie, I know the farm will grow just super scrumptious things.
Well, it should, Nora. Just look at it. Hey, look down there in the valley. You can't tell it all in the moonlight, Nora, but that soil down there is black, rich and black. Black earth grows green things, big, full, rich, juicy green things. And there's our future in crickets, what comes out of that ground.
It's a beautiful future, Freddie.
Well, it's not so much right now. Look at it. Nothing but a plowed field. A couple more that need turning and another one that needs clearing before it's any good at all for anything. Moonlight, it sure looks great, doesn't it?
It isn't the moonlight I see right now, Freddie.
No?
No, Freddie. All I see is a little house in that grove of pines.
Yeah?
Crickets, Freddie, I don't know how you found out about it, but when I was a little girl, that's where I used to dream my house would be someday. And, oh, Freddie, that someday's almost here.
Is Nora's someday really almost here? Or will something happen to spoil her dreams? And is Penny Gibbs asking for heartache in her attitude toward Johnny Keith? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat per pound, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get choice cuts only. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.